Some people think a hologram would be cool. Some think it would be creepy.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, there's only one left, Carl Palmer. In 2016, we lost Keith Emerson and we lost Greg Lake. And Carl Palmer is currently touring with his show, but he's thinking maybe for the 50th, it might be cool to bring them back, but in hologram form. Here's Carl Palmer.
We are working on a show that will involve, whether it be holograms or live footage or whatever, but some way I'm going to try and make it more of an Emerson, Lake and Palmer event. Both the families, the Lake family and the Emerson family, are all up for it. We've had some great discussions and all the management is behind it. And we're just now looking at how we plan it out and how it can be done in the best way.
They've had other hologram tours with Ronnie James Dio, Roy Orbison, Frank Zappa, and not always popular. Some people think it's quite weird, as a matter of fact. His Legacy Tour is still going, and it's the ELP Legacy Tour, and he's going to be in New York City at the Iridium Jazz Club, Times Square, November 19th and 20th. It is Veterans Day, and so here's a special story for Veterans Day. John Fogerty is a former member of the Army Reserve in the mid-60s. He attended a Veterans Day ceremony today. He's going to dedicate the Proud Mary John Fogerty Container Home at Veterans Village in Las Vegas. The organization's president and chief executive officer, Arnold Stock, has been helping out veterans. Here is John Fogerty.
One of his things that he's able to do is convert these large shipping containers, the kind you see on tankers, you know, out in the ocean, into livable quarters. And my wife and I took some of the money that was, how can I say it, was donated to all the artists that were supposed to play Woodstock 50. But that fell through, but the artists were allowed to keep the money. And at the time I said, well, you know, I really can't take this because I didn't do anything. So I'm going to donate this to my cause, veterans, and we're going to turn over one of these to a veteran and his family.
That's very cool. I wonder what the other artists are doing with their money.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.